Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
There was the interview the other day, though. ABC talked to him and Mrs. Zelensky. I hadn't seen her in quite some time, but it was a joint interview. Do you wonder if ever she... You know, couldn't you wear a suit just one time? That's the United Nations. Do you look at all these other world? They wear suits.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Later this week, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky expected to meet separately with President Biden, Vice President Harris in Washington, and then former President Trump at some point as well. Today, with the war brought on by Russia 2.5 years in, he addresses the United Nations General Assembly in New York.
The strengthening of Ukraine, Ukrainian army and Ukrainian people. Only in the strong position we can push Putin to stop the war.
President Zelensky speaking in an exclusive interview with ABC's Robin Roberts. He addressed the UN Security Council on Tuesday. His speech today expected to renew calls for world nations to support both an ideology as well as money and arms his efforts to repel Russia. Tuesday's featured speaker before the General Assembly was President Joe Biden.
One last time, relax, have a drink with me. One last time.
You get it, E?
Is that the president singing?
Yes. Teach him how to sing. His final address from the dais at the United Nations, saying he did drop out of the presidential race for the good of our country and urging other world leaders not to cling to power.
We are here to serve the people, not the other way around, because the future will be won by those who unleash the full potential of their people, to breathe free, to think freely, to innovate, to educate.
Now that's a point well taken. However, the president only recently, a matter of weeks ago, 2 months at most, right, agreed to relinquish and to step aside. So
sure.
And there are still, if you believe source information, sources saying he's still not happy about
it. Wasn't pleased.
But at least publicly, he's saying this is what I have done. His speech was Tuesday. The president will still be very active at the UN today. ABC's Reagan Medji outside the UN.
President Biden will be hosting an event with world leaders today, launching a joint declaration of support for Ukrainian recovery and reconstruction. He will also be part of several other events throughout the evening and then departing from JFK around 9 o'clock tonight.
You said we can also see the president on ABC today?
Yeah, he'll be on The View live.
You said, I feel like we've seen him with the ladies before.
Yes,
there on
but
the
this
View,
will but be this... the first time live, a presidential visit on The View live has never happened.
What are they
going
to talk about?
I don't know, his time in office, the UN.
So how's it going?
Probably.
Say goodbye.
Update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Nice, easy victory for the Brewers as they walk their way to a win.
Pitch. He took, and it's inside. Another bases loaded walk. Back-to-back from Adamas and Hoskins at 6-2 Brewers in the seventh inning.
Yeah, how about that? Hoskins gets walked.
It's 6-2 Brewers.
They would ultimately go on to win 7-2. Starter Tobias Myers gave up 2 runs over 4 innings, 6 hits, 2 walks. It was meant to be a shorter one, Skip.
It was planned to be short. Yeah, it was planned to be shorter. And it was planned that Colin Ray would get in the game.
Yeah, they just want to get these guys ramped up for next week once we get into the postseason. He got a little bit hit harder than I think Murph would have liked, though. He even said so. He's like, yeah, I got hit pretty good there.
A lot of long outs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freddy Peralta on the mound today. This will be his final tune-up before the postseason. Meanwhile, good news in the hunt for the 2 seed of the postseason. Both the Dodgers and the Phillies lost. The Dodgers fell to the Padres. Get this. Triple play that would clinch a spot for San Diego.
Rojas on the ground at third. Machado touches third. Fires to second. Out there. Out at first. Oh, my goodness. It's a triple play. It ends the ball game. The San Diego Padres have clinched their spot in the postseason after a magical 2024 campaign. Will this finally be the year for the faithful?
I always love the excitement of the local calls there. Thanks for that one from San Diego and MLB.
I don't want to play any of these teams.
Yeah, so Dodgers and Phillies both have 93 wins. The Brewers have 90, so they have a lot of work to do to squeeze into that two seed. It's not unheard of, it's just unlikely. Same teams tonight right here on WTMJ.
Get dressed, you're playing golf today.
No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
Five USGA national championships are coming to Erin Hills Golf Course in Washington County over the next 15 years. United States Golf Association Chief Championships Officer in town this week to make that announcement.
We recognize greatness when we see it, and we've always felt that this is a very special place.
That's John Bodenhammer. He's speaking with Greg Matzik and myself there after the news conference. We went out to Erin Hills yesterday. Now, all these championships are amateur competitions. That sounds like not a big deal. They're a big deal in the golf world. They'll bring players from all over, will in some cases feature the future stars of the game, particularly the men's and women's U.S. amateur. So these are the people that are going to be on the pro tour. And they'll be here, you know, in their early stages of development. So, you know, Tiger Woods won a U.S. amateur. Jordan Spieth, all the big names right now. Xander Schauffele, all these guys, like, they were once in that U.S. amateur competition. That will be coming back to Erin Hills. But what about the majors? That's what everybody talks about. Erin Hills will host the U.S. Women's Open next spring. But beyond that, next available date where a major could be awarded to Erin Hills would be 2043. Is Wisconsin in the running?
There's every opportunity for that to happen again. I think it's just a matter of how things unfold here, what the ownership, it's not just our decision, it's what the ownership wants to do as well. The state of Wisconsin, Erin, Wisconsin, but sure, absolutely.
Well, we're available.
Yeah. Sure. I think you heard Andy and Jim say amateur golf is important to them. It's who plays here day in and day out.
So that's not a no, but it will be difficult with only like one slot here coming out after 2040, right? USGA loves that Erin Hills is a public course, loves that they're willing to host these amateur events, which is really what most of the organization does. The future for Wisconsin as a major championship site, though, remains this morning an open question.
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
Got to dry out. Missed it all day yesterday, if not rain. High of 75 degrees today under mostly sunny skies.
Now you're complaining about the rain.
It just happened to rain on my golf.
Yesterday. Okay.
Literally rained on my parade. Otherwise good, though. Mostly clear, some patchy fog possible tonight with a low down to 55. Right now we're just under 60 degrees here in Milwaukee. Wanted to bring this to your attention because we've talked about this before. I think there's a disconnect between folks who are supportive of the environmental impact that electric cars, for example, can have, a positive environmental impact. A disconnect between that and our need to energize those vehicles to create the electricity necessary to charge them. A disconnect being this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel saying environmental groups are asking Wisconsin Power Utility to reconsider its decision to transform the Edgewater Generating Station to natural gas and stick with its original plan to close the facility. So this is a power plant in Sheboygan, and it's a coal-fired plant. And the plan was to close the plant, and folks don't like coal because it pollutes. And instead of switching over, they were just going to close the plant. And these environmental groups thought that was great. Well, apparently concerned about their ability to continue to generate enough electricity for our increasingly electrified society, Alliant Energy has decided, well, we're going to convert it from coal to natural gas. So we are going to keep the plant. It'll be better for the environment because it'll be natural gas fired as opposed to coal fired, but we're going to keep this plant operating. And these environmental groups are all up in arms about it. Moms for Clean Air Force, Healthy Climate Wisconsin, Wisconsin Chapter Sierra Club asked that Alliant Energy close the plant to preserve the health of the community. Jane Black, member of the Moms Clean Air Force, said learning the plant would transition to burn methane natural gas was, quote, devastating. I just wonder where do they think the electricity is going to come from if we're going to be plugging everything in? And if by 2030, 2035, we make a huge dent in the percentage of vehicles on the road that are electric as opposed to internal combustion engines, like, we have to have electric generating capacity then.
Need to power it.
Natural gas better than coal? Yes, maybe that's a compromise you need. Like, where's the disconnect? Electricity is not magic. It doesn't come from the wall. It has to be generated in some way. What about wind, coal? That's fine. We're making advancements there, but it won't be enough to electrify our future. I just wonder, like, isn't this a compromise that could have made sense? Sounds like they had one, but a lot of folks not happy about that. News about your money this morning, WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. Dow Jones Industrial Average up another 84 points to 42,208. The NASDAQ up 100 to 18,075. And the S&P 500 closed on Tuesday at 5,733. That was up about 14 points. Get an honest opinion of where you are financially and where you're headed. Work with a fee-only fiduciary. Start at annexwealth.com. Welcome to The Knowledge Brokers, weekly feature covering the dynamics of the insurance market and how it affects Wisconsin businesses and residents. It's sponsored by the original Knowledge Broker, R&R Insurance. Joining us today, Jeff Salazinski, Vice President of Insurance Operations. Jeff, talking about employee benefits today. R&R Insurance provides those benefits for all of us here at Good Karma Brands. Thank you. Great program. What are some signs for business owners that they might be with the wrong provider?
Thank you, Vince. It's great to be here. That's a great question. Given that employee benefits are one of the largest expenses a company bears, and it impacts its company's greatest asset, their employees, selecting the right employee benefits insurance partner is one of the utmost important decisions you can make. If you're seeing last-minute employee benefit renewal proposals, leaving you forced to make a quick decision without adequate information, benchmarks, or data, you're with the wrong agent or broker. If your insurance agent does not design a comprehensive enrollment strategy, you're with the wrong agent or broker.
Sounds like you've heard these stories here, Jeff. Agencies out there not taking care of business owners like they should be.
There are, Vince. R&R Insurance can erase your bad agency experience. We'll use strategy, data, benchmarks, and our
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering, our guest on Brewers 360 at 745.
Adobe Analytics is now predicting a record holiday season when it comes to how much shoppers will spend. And this is for online spending during the holiday season.
So online only is the number you're about to give me.
I'm trying to think. I already asked you the number, and you were off quite significantly. I don't know if I can give this perspective to you, Debbie, if you're busy working in there.
What was that?
If you had to guess how much Americans will spend online this holiday season, if you just had to throw out a number, do you have any idea how much money you could guess? It's a tough question.
$5,000.
A per no, like so, total.
So yeah, so okay,
like all of the Americans.
Yeah, total. So 5,000.
5,000 times.
And then call person.
Gonna be a tough Christmas.
Okay, but no, that's
no,
a lot
I
of money.
1.2 billion.
Okay, you say 1.2 billion. Vince said $24 billion, and this is for online. How much are we expected to spend
this holiday season? We're expecting just over $240 billion.
$240 billion.
Wow.
$240 billion will be spent online, says Adobe Digital Insights lead analyst Vivek Pandya.
That's a quarter of $1 trillion.
So I guess everyone needs a gift.
Yes. Well, and there's the whole we're gifting ourselves this or whatever, things like that. Okay, fine.
Well, how much for brick and mortar, does it say?
I don't have those numbers in
front. $5,000. 7:39 News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ.
Your biz.
Storm team forecast for today, high of 75 degrees, mostly sunny skies. That'll be nice. Patchy fog possible tonight and mostly clear, low down to 55. Nice day tomorrow, much like today on tap as well. Right now at 57 in Milwaukee. They just had President of Ukraine Vladimir Zelensky up on TV. Yesterday he addressed the UN Security Council. Later today he will address the United Nations General Assembly. You want to guess what he was wearing, E? Well, you saw it. No fair.
I did not see it, but I would guess he's got the olive green.
It was a nice olive quarter zip.
Okay, quarter zip.
Speaking before the UN Security Council, today it'll be more of the same. Always sort of that military style, but like dressed up military.
You don't think he'll tighten it up a little bit, throw the old suit on?
This is his uniform. There was the interview the other day, though. ABC talked to him and Mrs. Zelensky. I hadn't seen her in quite some time. But it was a joint interview. Do you wonder if ever she you know, couldn't you wear a suit just one time? That's the United Nations. Do you look at all these other world? They wear suits, right?
Remember when Macron?
A nice tie, mixing a tie one time.
Remember when the French president, who always wears like that slim, yeah. thin tie look, that he has a dark suit. It's always
black.
Yeah,
he looks straight out of the 1960s, yeah. right?
Remember that? He always, that one time when he had like the hoodie on, like he was trying to play the right. Zelensky role. He had,
didn't
like,
fit.
He's trying to be all hip and cool like right. Zelensky.
Didn't look right. I guess probably by the same token, wouldn't look right to see him in a suit. Maybe he's tried that and like, this doesn't fit right. I'm going to do,
good
you
day.
Do you. He addresses the United Nations General Assembly later today. 744, Brewers 360 up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Good, nice, easy win for the crew. Brewers win 7-2 over the Pirates. Same teams tonight. Freddy Peralta on the mound tonight for his final tune-up before the postseason. Good news for the crew. Still got some work to do, though. Both the Dodgers and the Phillies lost on Tuesday, which means the Brewers gain a game as they try to go for that two seed.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. On the line with us from Pittsburgh, Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. All right, Level, are you resigned, as I am as a fan, to the fact that we're playing in that wild card round? Or do you believe there's still hope here with five to play?
I mean, there's a glimmer of hope, but it is waning quickly. I mean, the Dodgers and Phillies can only win one time in the next 5 days. So Brewers have to win out, and those teams have to lose all but one game. So it's okay to play on Tuesday. That's all right. You're still at home. You still got great fans. Going to be a tough matchup whoever you play, and depending on what round you're in, it's the playoffs, it's always tough.
Who's pitching next week for the crew if they do start on Tuesday?
Give us one, two, three, your rotation.
Yeah, I would believe that it's Freddy Peralta. He gets game one, and judging by him starting today, it would line up that way. Game two is anybody's guess. You would think maybe Frankie Montas would get that start, and he would be going on normal four off days. He'd be pitching on a fifth day. He's scheduled to start on Friday at home against the Mets. And then Wednesday's going to be whoever's available. You're going to get some time. So I think those two guys get a start. Maybe you see Tobias Myers open a ball game.
See, I like my rotation would be Freddie, Tobias Myers in game two, and then I'd throw Savali in game three.
That's a heck of an idea. I mean, we'll see.
Can you run that up? Yeah, talk to people over there. Just let them know that that's Vinny's lineup, okay?
Yeah, he's thrown the ball really well. And I think since Savali came in July, he's been awesome in August and September. Montas has the velocity. He's been phenomenal with the exception of the last start against Arizona. And he's got postseason experience. So those are definitely good options. I think the Brewers have a ton of great options of what they can do, bullpen-wise and starting-wise.
Jeff, do you have any superstitions before the postseason starts? I mean, you've been doing it a lot now. This has become a consistent thing.
Yeah, 6 out of 7 years. I don't have any superstitions when it comes to doing playoff baseball. I'm still going to do the book the same way. It'll still be the same colors. If we lose, I'll probably switch out the colors and try and get the mojo going. But that's about the only thing that would be different in terms of what I do to prepare for a playoff game.
I was listening yesterday, not watching. Level, what's the crowd like in Pittsburgh right now? Because they got nothing to play for.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad yesterday. These are the last three games, last night, tonight, and tomorrow, are the last three games in Pittsburgh for the regular season. So, I mean, it's really bleak in April when you're here, and the team's out of it. But they've got some fun players, fun young players. If Skeens was pitching, the place would be sold out, but we're not going to see Skeens in this series, unfortunately. Well, I guess that is fortunate. But he's awesome. He's phenomenal to watch. But the crowd hasn't been too bad. It was okay last night.
Are you going to play it? I'm making Eric play this for you because I want your analysis on this.
I wonder if you're going to notice what we noticed. So Shohei Ohtani last week had like the game of the century, went six for six, had three home runs. That was the game where he went 50-50, 50 stolen bases, 50 home runs and all that stuff. And KLAC radio with the call when he hit his third home run. And one of the things that we noticed, this made the score 20-4. And the play-by-play on it made us smile. And I'm curious. Well, Vince is curious because
I want a breakdown of what's happening here.
I'm curious if you hear the same thing we hear.
Here's the pitch.
Swing and a drive. Deep right field. He has done it. It's the first time Ohtani in his career.
That's all we need.
Okay. Was he actually singing or no?
It sounds auto-tuned. It sounds auto-tuned. I'm not going to lie. My voice
didn't
ever.
Deep right field.
Deep right field. It needs to be auto-tuned. That would be a heck of a song. Heck of a song. And the fact that it was against a position player. I mean, every home run counts, but
against
a position player. Come on, man.
My analysis was I told E, I'm like, it's 20, what was it, 20 to 4?
Yeah, that made it 20 to 4.
That's 20 runs this cat's called. He's getting slappy, he's whatever, how do I make this different? It just happened. It turned into a song, but he didn't mean it to.
Deep right field! So, anyway, Jeff, your challenge now is
make him do it.
You have to auto-tune something tonight if they hit a home run.
Oh, man, okay. I'll see what I can come up with. We had a fun one last night when Adams stole the bag. I should have done some sort of if I would have known this was going to happen today, I would have sung the stolen base last night.
Oh,
okay, well, something good will happen tonight. So, listen, you have a lot of hours before first pitch. It's a 5 o'clock something our time. So just get to work on that and then report back to us.
Perfect. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm just going to get text messages in the middle of the night and let you know, hey, go back to the third inning. XYZ, I said this.
Otherwise, Eric and I are going to go back on Cameo and make you do it.
Oh, that's fine, too. The Alzheimer's Association appreciates the donation.
All right. Have a good call tonight, Level. Thanks.
All right. You got it. See you guys.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep right field.
Idea Man.
Eric, 10 picks is a ton of picks, but how am I going to argue with math?
Innovator.
Xavier McKinney has proven... You know, he's showcased himself in a big way.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And now he's on track to blow through years. Is that going to be accurate then if it's at 16? Is your 10 really that bold?
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me, because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's. This is also a cause dear to my heart.
Brett Favre testifying before Congress and dropping that bombshell that he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease as we bring Tausch in today. Tausch, no indication, hadn't heard anything about this.
Yeah, I don't know how much, you know, stuff Brett has been doing. Obviously, you know, he was doing some stuff media wise earlier, but yeah, I was shocked. I think it was middle of our show yesterday and that news kind of came across the desk and a lot of things kind of came into mind. And I know Jason Wilde was kind of describing, there's a lot of Packer fans. Obviously, we appreciate everything Brett did on the field. And when you kind of look back at his career, Iron Man, all the games played, and it was for me as a player, a stark reminder of, you know, bills are due. And that's the part that was kind of very scary. I think we all, you know, as players, when we sign up to play, I think we all kind of looked at your knees, your shoulders, and you're seeing more of this. So it was, you know, for someone that I played with and know very well, it's a devastating thing to hear. Who knows what all the cause and correlation, how much the concussions and CTE and everything else has to do with it. It was just a moment that I think for all of us that have watched Brett Favre play, and you can take all the other stuff, and, you know, that's obviously why he was at in front of Congress yesterday, and you can look at that however you want. But the empathetic side of you should also look at this and say, that is a debilitating, devastating disease, and it was a real shot to the gut when I heard what is all kind of went on and how Brett is going through, you know, this part of his life, and I don't think you wish that upon anybody.
We've been reading and listening to various comments from the medical world, Tausch, about potential links between concussions and making a link between Parkinson's, and there are varying opinions on that, but more studies need to be made. Nonetheless, I think Eric asked an interesting question in terms of whether you're talking about head trauma, whether you're talking about your knees and your shoulders and the aches and pains that you have later in life, What amount of time do you spend as a young person wondering whether this is worth it as a career path?
Yeah, it's a great question. And for me, it was none. You know, I can vividly remember, you know, I didn't play a ton at Wisconsin until my last year. And when I went to the combine to kind of, you know, audition and do, you know how the combine works for NFL players. And my medical files were very slim. Like, I didn't have anything. And just talking to the team doctors from the 32 teams, a lot of them said, well, boy, that's really good now, but that's not where it'll be if you, you know, end up having that NFL career. And I just remember thinking, you know, my left knee's pretty jacked up. I had multiple surgeries on it, and I knew that. So when you asked that question, I definitely had kind of put that into my head, but never once did I ever think of all of these other things that could be in play. And I think now guys do know that that is in play. And I still don't know if that would change, how many guys would not play, because it's a great job. It's obviously something that people dream about and work really hard to get to. And you're willing to sacrifice until you're not. But when you're a young person, you know how that goes. You're going to go and you think you're indestructible. And unfortunately, a lot of guys find out that's not the case.
Tausch, how are you? How is your head? How do you feel?
Well, it depends on what, no, I mean, I don't even want to joke about that. My head and everything, I feel pretty good. I mean, there's obviously times that, you know, you're talking and you're thinking and whoa, especially doing 3 hours a day, there's maybe a time or two and I'll interrupt Jason more because I want to make sure that I don't forget my point. But for the most part, mentally, some would argue I feel pretty dang good. the physical part is definitely the last 6 to 8 months has definitely been, you know, my, it has not progressed.